This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's today's Marketplace public service announcement. There were some changes this weekend that affect you and your relationship with your cell phone. If you want to unlock your phone now, make your Verizon phone work on, say, AT&T's network, well, now you have to get your cell phone provider's permission. And if you do it without your mobile company's okay, it could technically be a felony, all of which is interesting stuff. But the part that made us pay attention was that the people who changed the rules work at the Library of Congress. We asked Tracy Samuelson to find out what's up with that.
The Library of Congress is perhaps best known for being like a giant scrapbook of American history. Its archives hold everything from old musical performances to little-remembered presidential speeches.
Before all reform, before all changes.
That was William Howard Taft speaking about prosperity in 1912. But in addition to cataloging relics from the country's past, the Library of Congress also oversees copyrights. Andy Sellers is a staff attorney with the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University.
In the mid-19th century, when the Library of Congress really started to take off, the big concern within U.S. copyright law was books.
Now digital copyrights also fall under the library's purview, thanks to a law called the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. It makes it illegal to break digital locks on copyrighted things like music, movies, and software. Passed in 1998, the law was largely supported by the entertainment industry to try and stop people from bootlegging their work.
What it ended up being used for, in addition, was to stop competition and kill aftermarkets in electronics.
Mitch Stoltz is a staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which argued against the rule changes. He says a popular reason for people to unlock their phones is to sell old phones when they get new ones. So this change could have a big impact on the resale market. Plus, he says it's weird that someone with the job title librarian is responsible for making decisions about our digital future.
It is very strange for the Librarian of Congress to be setting industrial policy. It's a really badly written law giving them this sort of power over, you know, commercial market where really the market should decide.
But decisions like this one come up for review every couple of years. So if you want a lobby to be able to unlock your cell phone without asking permission, you can petition the good old Library of Congress in 2014. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.